You get told you have cancer, and you got there on this prayer list, and everybody's praying for you because they can't. They think you're going to fall over any minute. Just keep praying, my God, my God. And we're motivated. The church has been motivated by fear and not faith. What's wrong with a doctor saying you got cancer and saying, well, you know, Isaiah said, who will believe our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? It's been revealed to me, honey. I know what you saw in that x-ray, but I've got a living God, and I've got a living hope, and I've got a living faith, and I've got a promise that never fails, and I'm not shaken. But the average Christian doesn't do that. I had a doctor look me in the face 3 years ago and say, why did you wait 3 days to get this looked at? I said, if I tried to explain to you, you probably wouldn't understand. You'd misread and think. Some of my biggest opposition in that situation was the church. Brother, I think you got spiritual pride. I think you did it. No, I knew I was in a spiritual battle. A doctor wasn't really my answer. It was a demonic thing. It was a witchcraft thing. And I knew that. I knew that. I'm not going to go into detail. It would take too much time. But my leg was dead for days. And I'm just dragging it like this. And it got twice the size of my other leg. He said, brother, you should have been at the doctor. I was at the throne of God. I was with Jesus. Well, anyhow, come 3 days. See, they're the questions that mess you up and cause you to disconnect from faith. I don't understand everything about everything, but I understand one thing. He loves me, and he's for me, and he's not against me, and his word is true. You got that? So that doctor rebuked me. She said, you, Mr. Moeller, have no regard or value for life. That's what she said. And she couldn't have been farther from the truth. She said, because you allowed this leg to go like this for 3 days. And now we found that you, we believe you have, it was like an osteoarthritis something, and it's touched your bone, and you will now lose your leg. And this old Chester Cat smile came on my face, and it wasn't projected. It came out of my spirit. I said, oh, doctor, I said, I don't want to try to dishonor you. You're going to hear me wrong. But honey, I said, you are so wrong. You don't understand. Guess what I said to her? I said, precious, it's not my leg to lose or yours to take. I've been bought with a price. I don't even have a right to afford my leg. I belong to Jesus. And she got so mad. She thought I was a religious flake, a paint chip off the wall. She did. She did. Every Christian nurse was trying to talk me out of my faith. Well, you know, sometimes God, well, brother, son, God just wants you to take a rest maybe. Maybe you're working too hard in ministry. Look, honey, if God wants me to take a rest, he's a father. He'll just come in my prayer closet and say, son, take a rest. He won't paralyze my leg and cost me money and put me in the hospital. He'll just come and say, Dan, take a rest. Okay, God, thank you. Do you see how weird our theology is? You define God through your experience, and 99% of the time you're wrong, because you define God through his word. God's not messing me up. He's fixing me up. And if something gets messed up, he's got the stuff to fix me up. Period. I feel the Holy Ghost. So I looked that doctor in the eye, and this sent her off. She walked out on me. She disconnected from me. I looked at her and smiled. I was so calm. My heart never skipped a beat when she said, you will now lose your leg. I promise you, because the righteous are never shaken.
That's right.
Look, my leg is not my identity. My problem is not my identity. Jesus is my identity. And he is Lord.